And I suppose in some ways, a close defeat like that's harder to take than some of the more comprehensive ones.
Yeah, certainly harder to take than a couple of days ago. You know, we certainly bowled very well today on that wicket, fresh wicket. We took wickets in the first six, which we haven't done. Fielding was still very ordinary. I think we probably gave him 12, 13, 14 runs in the field. That was obviously a telling factor. And I think we probably froze a little bit when we went out and batted, to be honest.
Yeah, we just couldn't find boundaries, could we, after there was three in and over, but there were very few after that.
I just think that they'd obviously done their homework on our batters. They cut off where our boundary balls were, and we didn't have a backup plan to go to, which is disappointing. You know, we've spoken probably for the last 2 weeks about our bowlers having a plan B and C. Our batters have been doing the job up until now, and they certainly didn't have a plan B and C to go out there and hit some boundaries. You know, we only needed six runs and over. I would presume our scoring ball percentage would be very low, and we allowed them to bowl to us, which is, you know, extremely disappointing, because we have the quality of player up the top order to, if we go out there and be positive against them and again, and chasing a total like that, we should have chased it down with two or three overs to spare.
Obviously disappointing that you haven't been able to put the whole game together in one match. I mean, the batting's been good up to now, but the bowling's been a wee bit loose, but never at any stage did the three all gel together.
No, we've never fielded well in any game we've played in, so that's certainly something. You know, we batted well against Australia and New Zealand, possibly because we had the freedom to go out there and do that. You know, we're chasing high totals. It's just disappointing. I feel sorry for the girls, because they're going to sit back and reflect on today. You know, it may not be the next couple of weeks, it'll be like in a month's time or 6 months' time, and they've passed up a huge opportunity to win the World Cup, and that doesn't happen very often. You know, we've got to learn from that. We've got a big game to go in 3 days' time against Bangladesh, I presume. You know, we come into this tournament ranked 10th. We certainly don't deserve to leave the tournament ranked 10th, but you know, that doesn't always happen. You know, we win this game here tonight, and you know, you get lucky in a two-horse race, we could have left this tournament in fifth place in the world. You know, we haven't deserved that, if we're honest with ourselves. We need to come here in a few days' time, probably have a rest tomorrow, get the girls away from cricket, have a rest tomorrow, hit training hard on the second, and then we play on the third. Under lights here, last game here in Sillett, so
you know, you'll be looking to finish on a high, won't they? I mean, you deserve a win at the tournament. I think your play has deserved that.
I think they have, yeah, and I think their work ethics deserve that. You know, that's been shown over the last 2 months. You know, I've asked a hell of a lot of these 15 girls, and well, there's a couple of other reserves at home that aren't here with us. You know, gym at 7 o'clock in the morning, 2 days a week, and training at YM, an hour on a Tuesday and Thursday night, and snow and all rain and all that sort of stuff, hitting balls on weekends. You know, I couldn't have asked anything from them more on a commitment basis, but we just need to get out there and back our ability and execute our plans, and you know, our inability to do that has, you know, left us 0-4 at the present time in the tournament, Barry.